At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get the winning edge right here on Moneyline at SiriusXM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh here. Hour number two. And if you would like to get into the mix with us, that's 844-843-6879. Ripping it around the baseball diamond to keep everybody updated. 3-1, New York Mets over the San Francisco Giants. 2-0 here now, the Guardians over the White Sox as they look to continue to beat the Sox. And the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers 1-0 here in the fourth inning. And no runs here for Toronto and Boston as they are just underway here, also in the top of the second inning here. So baseball underway, Kev. NBA action tonight. Is there anything else that piques your interest? But before that, JP, I mean, what do we got? What are we doing, JP?
What do we got today?
Let's go.
We're rolling with something very similar to yesterday. I'm going to take Klay Thompson's over at 22.5 and parlay that with 4+3s. They've got a 2-0 lead. He was hot in April. Put up a lot of 30-plus point games. I think a big focus tonight, especially with the series lead, is going to be to get him going and make sure that he can go in the playoffs and make this deep run. So that's my pick tonight.
A little Klay action here.
JP always buries the lead.
Plus,
you're putting out parlays, JP. You got to let them know so they're up so many units they don't even know what to do with it.
That's true. It's at plus 130 right now.
All right.
So we got what is he to hit here? Four threes? Minus 126,
Threes.
Wow. 22.5
Yeah, it's not bad. All right. There you go. A little three ball action. By the way, in this game, I actually have a fade of Andrew Wiggins tonight. I went under 15.5 points.
Donnie.
Under 15.5 points for an all starter. One of the best starters you're ever going to find here.
Yep. I mean, Donnie, that guy essentially carried them. I mean, a lot of people say. I mean, what has he even been doing? I mean, Donnie, I mean, really. Like, can the NBA go back and erase the tapes that they put him in the All-Star game? I mean, is that possible?
You need some help from the boys at BTS, and you can get involved as well. BTS can put me or you in the NBA All-Star game, I believe.
I mean, might as well. I mean, in two playoff games, Donnie, and an All-Star starter has scored 16 and 13 and has made – like, Donnie, like, if people go – like, but is he even in the, like – top five players on this team now? Now that Jordan Poole's just going
He's certainly not a lead target, let's just say here, when you have Steph, Klay, and also, you know, Jordan Poole is now stepping into the equation. So, yeah, he certainly is. By the way, every once in a while something catches, like, out of the corner of my eye. I just watched a two-strike pitch with Stanton at the plate. I think he broke both of his legs and both of his arms swinging at that. I mean, that was as awkward as you can get where you have – sometimes, you know, I understand baseball players are paid to drive baseballs and hit home runs where they don't have a filter in their head that says, bad pitch coming, change up your count, maybe just try to foul this off. It's home run, must hit home run, must hit home run, and that's what it was. Unbelievably terrible look there for Stanton, strikeout.
Donnie, Michael Pineda is throwing 90-mile-an-hour four-seamers over the heart of the plate with no movement. I don't like, I see, like, oh, it's getaway day. What in the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Especially what do you mean it's getaway day? Does the game not count?
Yeah, it's not like your stats don't count. Yeah, it's not like the stats don't count or, you know, do something like, it's crazy. It's pretty wild, man, but that is what it is. We expected... They should be hammering baseball teams. Like, the pitching will get it the way around. Now you're saying, hey, we finally got a good pitching staff, but we can't hit the baseball. Aaron Judge, now if you're Brian Cashman, they're like, Judge, that 215 looks good, right? You know what? I'll take that. Yeah, how about it's 200 now? How about that? Dropping every day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're Aaron, you're like, the Yanks are already on a plane. What are you talking about? mean? What do you mean? Like, you can't already be on the plane. There's too much going on. Oh, my. Like, Donnie, like, if this isn't, like, August. You ain't got a 10-game lead in the division. Not much to be worried about. It's April, man. It is April. Oh, this team is impossibly frustrating.
By the way, it's at bat number two. And it's bottom of the fourth inning coming up for Miguel Cabrera right now, where the fans on their feet. And I think Montgomery owes it to him to groove one here. Now, the good part about it is what we said is, oh, come on, big. Stop turning the shoulder in that one. Strike. Strike. I always loved those,
man. Just swing away.
It wasn't even one of those, like, Nolan Ryan 99-mile-an-hour fastballs. That was like just a slow junk pitch that you just try to fake out the umpire at that point. But the one thing that we do know is, he's not necessarily looking for walks, so he's going to be in some pretty good hitting accounts at this point here. By the way, off topic as we watch Mig at this at-bat right now, I know you were checking out some things here online with Mike Tyson saying, look, I might be 55. That don't mean you can come mess with me here.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie, there's a lot of instances of activity that we see, and I think often I will say to Donnie, yeah, that guy could probably just use a punch in the face. Like, there's just not enough people that have just kind of, and I'm not saying I encourage violence, but if you're out there taunting Mike Tyson, like, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, could you name something like, and by the way, like, not taunting Mike Tyson as he's like walking to the ring and like, you're on an airplane.
Yeah, he can't get away from it. So yes, like a tiger in a cage, right? You're in the cage with the tiger. Hey, you're poking him in the head. Hey, tiger, wake up.
Oh,
not going to work out too well for you there. Well, this is Moneyline, and we are on our way here on a Thursday. A lot more Major League Baseball to talk about, NBA action. It's all right here. It's Donnie and Kevin right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back on the money line here, and woo! What happened here? New York Mets, 5. San Francisco Giants, 1. We got 3 runs here in the White Sox Guardians game in the fourth inning. So finally some runs coming across, and also some other games popping up as well. We told you about Toronto and Boston, still at zeros here in the bottom of the second inning, and just getting underway, Minnesota and Kansas City. If you want to join in, you got any plays today you want to talk about, any fun things that are going on in your life? Well, you know, we got fun things going on in our lives over here. 844-843-6879. Miguel Cabrera did come up to the plate, struck out. So now we're probably down to at least 2 more at-bats here. Then Miguel Cabrera hunting down hit number 3,000. But I do want to spend some time here. Like, there are some baseball games a little bit later. Got some plays that we'll recap. But I do want to talk about some NBA action. Now, there's 2 odds boosts on the board right now here for the NBA tonight. Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards to score, how about this one, 18 or more combined first quarter points. That's an interesting one. Plus 200.
Wait a minute. That is.
Now that's off. That's a little off the wall. It's got me, you know, at least piquing my interest here.
I got to tell you, a credit to whoever in the room said, should we stop posting the same junk all the time? Yeah. Like, because you don't
know. Two guys
like,
who scored 25 points.
Golly. Sure. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't just run it back, Donnie, right? I guess maybe they had to be creative because that one lost last go around. And so maybe now they're like, oh, it's going to win this time, so we can't post it again, right?
Yep.
See, I can't pretend I have much of a cap on that, but I just like that. Like, how often, Donnie, have we said, like, watching 3x2s, like, even though they're exciting, man, we just had the whole first quarter, right? I would just get something that's the entirety of the first quarter.
Like 6 threes in the first quarter.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, Donnie, that is, I mean, 10 each from each guy, that's tough.
Young guys. Yeah, it is tough. It's very tough. And I don't, you know, it's a 2-to-1 price. It's not like you're coming in at a minus 140, so it is an underdog, per se. Boosted from plus 150 to a plus 200. And also keep in mind, yesterday we did have the cross-sport boost cash yesterday. with the six strikeouts from Ohtani, which went way over. And who was the other one? Was it Giannis? What was the other one that we needed on that? Yeah, so that one hit yesterday, which was a nice one. Now, here we go. Bleacher Report Super Boost. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole to each make 2 3-point shots and a Warriors win boosted from 125 to 175. Not bad.
I understand it is hard to look at that and not love it. In what world are those guys not each making 2 threes? It's Warriors money. I get it.
Yeah.
That is a four-leg parlay boosted under 2-1.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So what would it be? What's Curry, Thompson, and Poole to each make
two?
Yeah. Let me see what we got here.
Yeah, I'll try and pull it up myself.
I got it right here. Let's go. So we'll go threes. All right, Thompson. Well, it's 2-3. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be pretty expensive, though. Thompson, Curry, and Poole. Minus 299. It's not bad. It really isn't bad. Jeez.
Like, you're saying, like, you're willing to lay that kind of juice?
No, like, the boost isn't bad when you look at the numbers like that. It's like, geez, man. Like, I'm just you're basically getting a money line bet on the Golden State Warriors at that point for that price.
But Donnie, forget the actual items. Donnie, they're offering you a four-leg parlay boosted to plus 175. That's not going to move me. I hear you.
And if you made it 3 threes, Curry, Thompson, and Poole, minus 700, minus 360, minus 166, that's plus 148 for them. They each make three. So when you're doing the numbers, it does make some sense. But I hear where you're coming from here.
Just give me the three of them to combine for 10 threes.
Six. Nope, for six.
Let's not be crazy.
That's what the boost is supposed to be, though. Now, see, the odds boost is supposed to be such a good boost for the people that is why you can only bet $50. The odds boost shouldn't have any limits then, right? If we're handicapping and just throwing random boosts, it should be unlimited then. And then nobody has any issues here. So you're telling me I can't bet more than $50 because it's so good, you know?
Yeah, absolutely no argument from me. No, in fact, Donnie, their own limits. You know, it's funny because they max it at 50, so I might as well just make it 50. But in some respect, their own limits basically, you know, are kind of putting a cap on stuff that, you know, you probably would get a lot more interest on, or people probably be willing to climb the ladder. But I mean, they're regular bets. Like, that's the one thing that's, you know, here's the thing. When a boost is quote unquote free money, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to tell. You know, it jumps right off of the page.
It does.
You know, I mean, they advertise it a lot more when that happens. They advertise it a lot more when they're basically saying, here you go, totally free of charge, all you, enjoy. So I just, you know, I mean, it's...
free monies. All right, let's take a look at the first game on the docket tonight. Go ahead, what you got? You're about to bring something up.
I was just
going to
say,
what
do you got? Don, does DraftKings like not do odds boosts anymore?
No, that's what I told you when I opened up the app and I was asking, like, where do I find this? Because usually under the popular column there is a section called odds boosts, but I didn't see any today. But again, I don't use DraftKings all that much. The only reason why you brought it to my attention, I actually used it today, was because Miguel Cabrera here, who is now 0-2, I would like to pick up a nice little plus 100 on that for that quarter unit bet. But no, I don't see any on here, which is kind of interesting, where you figure Major League Baseball is going on during the day. You want to get some wagers in or get some love. Or the NBA, I don't know, has three playoff games tonight. You might want to concoct a couple of those for that game tonight or those games, but obviously not.
I really don't think they are like posting them, and I don't really know why. But that kind of seems to be the case, that they just aren't even hanging them anymore. I don't know if you were moving on from the Warriors game, but there was a market that had caught my eye that I was wondering if it is interesting you similarly. The update comes out tonight, Donnie. Expect an increased workload for Steph Curry, which is hilarious.
Which is
that
great.
They just won't.
I love it.
It's really crazy that they're just not going to put him in a starting lineup. But okay, fine.
Okay, fine. He's 5-1 to lead this series in scoring. 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly where he, Jokic, and Poole are. I believe Poole right now is the clubhouse leader at, I want to say, 59. I believe Steph Curry is at 50. And then Jokic is, again, you could pull this up, Donnie, but I want to say like 53 points. Mm-hmm. Steph to lead this series in average is 5-1. To make up a 10-point gap on Poole and a 5-point gap on Jokic, I have to be a little interested, no?
Yeah, you would, and you should, because he's still scoring at a pretty decent clip, playing, what, like 20 minutes a night? And you figure that's going to increase. So 21 minutes turns into 23 to 25 to no cap, as long as he's not showing any wear and tear on his leg. So it's worth it because, and again, also, he doesn't need that many. These guys are volume scorers. Remember when Klay Thompson came back and said, hey, look, you're only getting 20 minutes. Like, good, I'm going to get up 17 shots in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, see what I can do. Exactly. That's because you know that you don't have the entire game to space out your scoring or get your shots. And if you're hot, coach going to leave you out there. He is.
Mm-hmm. It's 100% the case. Like, he's going to, you know, he is way more likely to climb the ladder to 40, it feels like, than Jokic. Because, again, let's be honest, like, Draymond Green is relishing in locking this dude up on a nightly basis.
Yes, he is. You know, we're relishing here. Ripping Jay Wright. If you listen to the early line, Kev was all over Jay Wright making the wrong decision.
Oh, wait a minute.
I completely agree with him. We're going to talk about that more after the break. NBA, MLB, it's all right here. Moneyline on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Thanks for having with us here on Moneyline Thursday, Sports Grid Radio. If you want to get in the mix, 844-843-6879. And as I teased it before we came up to the break, there's some big news here. A lot of times we like to take a look at what's going on the court, on the diamond, what's happening tonight. But some big news here. One of the best coaches in NCAA action, roughly a baby in the industry at 60 years old, compared to some other people stepping away and retiring. Jay Wright, Villanova Wildcats, steps away, and good for him. He doesn't owe it to anybody to stick around. He wants to spend some time with his family and relax and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to relax. I'm 60 years old, play some golf. I'm going to do some fishing. I'm going to watch some Sixers games. I'll hang out around the Villanova campus. Good for him. But at the same time, I need some opinions out here. Maybe this will spur some phone calls here. Because Jay Wright, let me say this, can do whatever he wants. But if Jay Wright was doing the right thing by his team, by his university, and by his fans, he would say, you know what? I don't know how much more I have left in the tank. I'm going one more year. Let's have some fun. Let's see if we can win. But I owe it to these guys to come back one more time and let them know and not surprise them that I'm not on my way out. And I know all those fans at Villanova, at the DuPont Pavilion, and down at the Wells Fargo Center, and wherever we go, I want those fans to know that this is the last go-around. So you come see us, we'll be in action. I'll wave to you, you wave back. And when it's all said and done, we know it's done. Like Coach K, he's done. We know it's done, right? But Jay Wright steps away. Good decision, bad decision, who cares? And where does that leave Villanova?
Well, so right. So where does it leave Nova? Like, ah, they're going to be fine. Kyle,
yeah, they'll just be fine.
Man! You know, with the what? As if anybody knew who or where Kyle Neptune was before yesterday. So,
you're like, what planet's he on?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We're going to go get that guy.
Now, go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead. Yeah, now, like now, that do
yeah,
thing,
yep.
now,
there you go. Yep. Solar system. They brought a guy in from the solar system. Exactly.
I mean, that guy's an alien. He's going to be calling plays beep, bop, boop. I mean, you better be cutting the nonsense out immediately. Look, as far as replacing Jay White, the expectations are rock bottom. Because that's what they should be. Like, Shire, I have high expectations. Why? Here's the number one recruiting class coming in. That's why. And also, because the narrative around Kay is he's been useless for the last 5 years. Jay Wright is still actively one of the best coaches in college basketball. Jay Wright right now giving off massive Sean Payton vibes.
Oh,
that Urban Meyer vibes.
Yeah.
You know what? I took a year, and the itch was undeniable. I'm back. And I'm
Duke's
back
wide open now.
Yeah, Donnie.
Shot it didn't work out.
I'll tell you this. I do not think he's back for college, though. I do not think he's back for college. If he does come back, I think it's the NBA. And to be honest with you, it might be Tom Brady-esque, Donnie, because that NBA cycle has not started yet of all the firing and hirings. Because, again, people, and this, by the way, is not me trying to help LeBron, because I don't know how it translates. But, Donnie, come on. I mean, the Lakers call up Jay Wright. Hey, how much money do you want? Oh, you want $10 million? By the way, here's $15, brother. Come enjoy the beautiful warm weather of Los Angeles to coach LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I mean, Jay Wright, Donnie, is it going to take a look at a Laker job? Donnie, Kevin Durant, Brooklyn Nets, round one elimination. Hey, Jay Wright, you want to stay east? Why don't you come coach the Brooklyn Nets? Steve Nash wasn't cutting the mustard. Or even better, Donnie, the dream scenario for everybody in Philly, even if it would come with heartbreak, 76ers are eliminated this or next round. Mm. Doc Rivers is gone. I mean, you mean to tell me that Jay Wright wouldn't be labeled the greatest hire in Sixer history, Donnie?
Yes, there'll be like parades going around. Now, this is a new day and age of head coaches and players, per se. And again, obviously, these guys are looking to graduate from college and play in the NBA. But if you're looking from a pro perspective, which if you're a coach, you're a pro. I don't care if you're coaching in college, you're a pro.
Yeah.
You see, which organization, ABC, whoever, CBS, goes, now, hold on, now, Jay Wright's out there? Put him in the studio. He can work 3 days a week, 2 days a week, show up on, like, you know, the biggest game of the week, be part of the telecast, and you will make more money that way than you did coaching basketball, and you're free to do whatever you want, and you basically work 4 to 5 months out of the year and have absolutely zero stress. Or these are the things that, like, basketball lifers, just because you're a coach, I'm just going to step away. You're always still want to be involved in the game. You have friends in the game. You talk about the game, and it's just in your blood. How much money would an NBA organization pay him to be like the front office guy? Not even a GM. I'm talking about president of basketball operations, like a Daryl Morey. We're going to pay you $10 million where you have damn near no stress, but you are the face of the franchise, which everybody would love, no matter what organization it was. Hey, call a couple meetings a week, golf, go out to the Palm for dinner every night, show up at the game every once in a while, but and if we need you, we'll call you in. If we got to make a trade, we just want your input here. Here's $10 million a year. Every NBA team does this, and they would love that. Like, the world is his. He's not going to retire and just be like, you know what? I'm headed down to the Jersey Shore. That's my life here. He will be involved in basketball, and he's going to double or triple his salary and work way less than what he does now.
So as far as a front office position, it could happen. It completely unmoves me, though. Like, I could care. Like, personally, I don't, like, he recruits college kids. And by the way, he doesn't do it, like, in a way that I'm sure, I don't know if that translates into the NBA, right? Like, For those of you, Javon Quinterly was a player a lot of people were excited by, an East Coast kid. Nova recruited him. He was like, why am I not playing? He's like, because you're a freshman. I don't care about none of that, kid. Get ready. We got 3 years of this. And Quinterly left. Yes. Jay Wright, from that perspective, Donnie, I'm not sure, walks into a room with the biggest names in the NBA for free agency meetings and is knocking these out of the park. The intrigue, though, in terms of outside of coaching, we talk about Jay Wright. Donnie, the beautiful thing about transitioning to the analyst role for a basketball coach or, say, even a basketball player. In the NFL, Donnie, right? McVay, ooh, you got to hit the booth, and you're there on Sundays. It's a little more high leverage to be actively calling a game. Jay Wright isn't going to call a single game. He is going to be a studio analyst, and he is going to be up there with three or four other people, and it will be so low stress, it would be unimaginable. CBS, Donnie, for the March Madness special. You know what? We have Chuck and, like, because here's the thing, guys, the CBS March Madness coverage involves Chuck and Kenny, who might as well openly let you know we don't watch college basketball until the tournament starts. It's just about the name recognition. Now, Donnie, if they slot in a Jay Wright, it adds gravitas, and Jay Wright has enough gravitas to sit next to those guys there. And again, how easy is that job for Jay Wright? I mean, how? It's the reason why Urban Meyer's are like, yeah, I'll be back at Fox. I don't even know if Fox called him. But he just knows, yeah, I'll be back at Fox. And no problem. Because Donnie, like, that is such a layup there where he's like, I don't even have to call games. Like, I just got to – because, I mean, listen, Donnie, you think Jay Wright really needs to sit down and do hours upon hours upon hours of prep to knock out being a studio analyst for a college basketball show? Hey, Jay, what's this team doing right? Well, they got to prepare. Travel's tough. But if they come out there, that 3-2 zone works for Boeheim. We all know it. Oh, wow, Jay Wright, he's crushing it, man. I mean, yep. This guy's going to get an extra $1 million next year.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I recruited that guy. I know his family well, like all those little inputs that you can have. And also, he sits in that pilot seat where every single year, like, oh, UCLA looking for a coach, big donors reaching out to Jay Wright, Arizona looking for a coach. Like, you can pick, like, your next egg. Michigan fires Juwan Howard. They got a lot of money out there because his name is going to be linked just like it was Urban Meyer. When Urban Meyer left, we all knew he was getting back into coaching, even though if he didn't tell you that, when the time was right and the money was there, he was, how about one last ride sounds about right. But it is such a different market. It's like Sean Payton, right? He's sitting on he could coach for another 20 years there in New Orleans. Blank check. They love you. Never going to get rid of you. But also comes call and goes, hey, I love coaching football. I'm a basket or NFL lifer. But you're trying to tell me right now, after I coached 20 years in this league, I'm going to get more money to basically hang out and have no stress? Yeah, let me sign up for that for at least a little bit to see how it goes. John Gruden did the same thing. Went to the broadcast on Monday Night Football for like a decade, made incredible bank, and then eventually somebody came calling and goes, I'll double your bank. How about you come back? And he's going to get that too.
But again, if Donnie, the reality is, just so everybody knows, Jay Wright is now going to be ESPN's new cut. Cool, good for Jay Wright. Yay, Jay Wright is now going to work with Elton Brand, hand-in-hand, good for Jay Wright. Those don't move the needle. But I hope people understand. And again, I don't think Jay Wright's lying. I'm sure he wants to spend more time with his family. I'm sure that, you know, the college game can be grinding in a unique way.
Like, he's 60, right?
Sure.
How old are his kids?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably 15, 16, maybe 20, right? Yeah, you're right. Like 25 years old, like out of the house.
That's what I mean. So when I heard that, I was like, that sounds great. That's like, you know, the NBA guy or something like that. Or I'm a 36-year-old coach or a 40-year-old coach, and I got like 6-7-year-old kids I want to coach all the way through. When I heard I want to spend more time with my family, immediately go, oh, he's going to spend more time with his kids. Hold on now. He's 60, man. What does this mean right now? Hey, son, you want to go? Hey, dad, I got an insurance deal I got to close. You want to meet me for lunch? Like, is that what we're talking about?
But I hope people realize that it's Jay Wright is not going to be offered, hey, man, how do you feel about the Kings job? Hey, dude, want to come coach the Orlando Magic? And again, by the way, like living in Orlando, living in Sacramento, people would love that. We're talking LeBron and the Lakers, Durant and the Nets, Embiid and the Sixers, Donnie. Reasonably, all three of those. Donnie, the Lakers job is already open.
They almost got Coach K when they tried this last time with an NBA college coach. Yeah.
There's no way Nash makes it out of a round one exit. And you can tell me if you think Doc survives a round two exit. I don't think so. Like, Donnie, all three of those jobs might be available. Might just be available there. I'm not getting with the wind. Did it? Guy John Sterling, I bet's getting a beating right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm losing my mind watching the Yanks.
Losing his mind watching the Yankees as we cruise on here on Moneyline, 844-843-6879. One more large segment. Will you be a part of it?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Locked into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right, money line, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh right here on SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Networks. Just to give the people an update here in Major League Baseball this afternoon, Guardians 2, White Sox 1, bottom of the fifth inning, Tigers 1, Yankees 0 here in the top of the sixth inning, but they do have a runner on here. Giants and the Mets, end of the fifth inning, 5-1, New York Metropolitans. And the Blue Jays have jumped out on the Red Sox 2-0 here midway through the fourth inning. And the Twins and Royals just underway in the second inning. That is a 1-0 lead here for the Minnesota Twins. Next up on the docket, 3:37, Orioles and the Athletics. The question in that game, the over-under is 7. That is the total for the game. Not how many fans are expected in the stands. Now, you're watching the Yankees here. Let's bring a little flashbacks here from in-play sports tonight. Don't you dare take a Yankees team total. Why don't you wait till the sixth inning where they might have one run or possibly none like they have on the board right now?
I don't know what I'm doing. I legitimately told, like said, like I can't bet another one of their team totals for like a month plus. And it took me, I didn't even make it through the next full series before I did it again. And again, like, I want to sit here and be like, man, what was I doing? Like, Donnie, Michael Pineda threw them absolute trash, like, all game long. This Yankees team, Donnie, is, like, I don't, like, is everyone just overrated, Donnie? Like, is everybody a bit of a has-been? Is everybody past their prime? Like, I'm not trying to overreact here, but, I mean, honestly, Donnie, it's, I get it, but, I mean,
where's Gleyba?
Living up?
Where's Gleyba?
Back in the base. I mean, is he even an everyday starter for this team?
He was can't miss. He was the can't miss talent here. Yeah, what's the matter if you have a great bullpen if you can't give anybody an actual, you know, lead?
Yeah.
He's just fighting through here. Stanton at the plate. It was nasty strikeout last time he was up. So we'll see if he's able to get a two out base knock here to drive in a run. And Stanton is 0-for-2 today with a flyout and a K. Yeah, was it Force Field? Force Field's keeping the Yankees in the ballpark today, I see.
I keep asking Donnie during the break. I've probably asked him what feels like 100 times on this show is, Donnie, did I misread? Is the wind blowing in at a level that we've like never seen before in Detroit?
I mean, because yeah,
not carrying at all. Like, and And by the way, people, like I promise you, like I'm looking into this stuff before I go out there and slam it down on the card. I'm not trying to, you know, go out there blindly.
It's not freezing cold temperatures,
which makes it even more embarrassing that I'm actually putting effort into these Yankees team totals and coming away with these results here.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's get down to the heartbeat of this stadium. TCF Center. No, where are we at here?
Is it still Comerica, Donnie?
I don't know. Isn't it Comerica Park? I'm not sure.
Maybe not. Is it? Tiger Stadium?
Yeah, it looks like it's actually a crosswind here blowing from the right foul pole to the left foul pole. And it's blowing pretty heavily, about 20. Actually, it was just gusting 23. Now it's back to 4 miles an hour. So it is not really helping, but it's not really hurting fly balls. In particular, the right field, you might get a little bit of an extra, you know, push over there. By the way, Miguel Cabrera coming up once again here to try to get his 3,000th base hit. By the way, what did Stanton do? Stanton K, did he? He ground out, fly out, what did he do?
Yeah, it's a trash grounder.
Man, trash MVP. Grounder, what's his base. Odds? Odds moving up for the MVP award yet for him?
Yeah.
We're going to have one of those seasons.
I doubt it. I mean, Donna, like, look through this Yankees lineup right now, right?
Yeah.
From a batting average perspective. Like, DJ LeMahieu, as you'd anticipate, is doing his job, right?
Yeah.
But really, like, and I'll just go through kind of who is in right now because those are kind of update with the game. Hicks, 278. Judge, 255. Rizzo, 238. Stanton, 220. Like, again, LeMahieu's doing his job fine. Gallo, 114. I mean, what? Like, Don, these are supposed to be the big guys here. Like, Gleyber Torres, Josh Donaldson, they're not even in the lineup. And trust me, they're not a couple of guys hitting 300. Like, those are supposed to be the big stars of the show. Gleyber Torres is batting 143 on the season. Josh Donaldson is batting 178.
Yeah, he was your leadoff guy. I thought he was your leadoff guy. Now he basically, they slid him down like that 6-7 hole. And now today, like, yeah, we don't even need you in the lineup, buddy. Good luck with that one. Maybe come off the bench here. Yeah, not much has worked out for them because even if you're lining up just based on a right-handed pitcher, which was Pineda today, he had some decent statistics there for Stanton, Rizzo, Judge, and Hicks. But outside of that, it's been disastrous. Like Joey Gallo.
Really,
I mean, I understand that it's like a boom or bust and eventually somebody's getting hot, but it gets kind of annoying where, you know, you're not even a guy that does the right things up at the plate. You're all about you. I'm either hitting a home run or I'm going to strike out. Yeah, it doesn't do us much good when you're not hitting home runs.
Well, here's the thing, Donnie. He hasn't homered yet this season.
Yes. Like, he has a zero. He has 30 at-bats against a right-handed pitcher, which is what he's supposed to do damage against. He has a zero ISO. Zero.
I mean, like, this is the thing, Donnie. Like, again, A lot of people are like, man, this guy Joey Gallo, terrible audio, you know, it's always strikeout or home run. No, it's not. It's not strikeout or home run. Then I wouldn't be complaining. It's strikeout or ground out or fly out or like that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The guy's not hitting the ball. He's batting 114 with no pop. 114, no pop. Does he have an RBI, Donnie, Joey Gallo?
Donnie can't be doing too much damage with those power numbers, no.
I'll pull it up here. I mean, obviously he doesn't have – and again, like Joey Gallo's a guy, Donnie, who's supposed to obviously have an RBI because he's probably driven himself in a number of times. Donnie has no RBIs. Donnie, Joey Gallo has four base hits, all singles. Joey Gallo does not have an extra base hit, does not have an RBI. I mean, this is the Yankees' 13th game of the season. I know he's probably.
By the way, was he one of the guys that had that odd number where he never gets like a sacrifice fly too?
Yes,
it's unfathomable. It doesn't even make any sense.
Never had a. It's one of the. I still don't. To be honest with you, I still don't believe it. One of those things, Donnie, that like someone from like the ESPN stats info team was like, let's just send this out and see if they run with it. Everybody did. There's no way that that guy spent an entire career in Texas and never once had a sack fly. It makes no sense.
All he does is hit the ball hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nobody out there. Like, well, how many at bats was it? Like, I need the statistics immediately on such a
season. It's got to be a lot because if you're a power hitter, guys are going to be on base. I mean, how many times, like, hey, second and third, one out, just put the ball in play? Yeah, I can't put the ball in play. And you don't hit, you know what I mean? Like, it's either I'm going to hit a home run or strike out, which means unless I hit a home run, the ball doesn't even get in play for a sacrifice fly, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. As Miguel Cabrera here is at the dish. I'll tell you, Montgomery's throwing him all slow slop the entire game. Like, you know, sometimes you get overpowered. Like, oh, man, Mig's a little bit overpowered. Put your bat on the ball, Mig. I mean, what is this? Like, this is a guy you're supposed to actually be able to hit where he's just throwing slop right over the middle and you can't even touch him right now. So he's down 1-2 in the count in the bottom of the sixth inning. So this probably will be his last at bat because it doesn't look like the Yankees are going to score and force a ninth inning, bottom of the ninth at bat. Tough day for the Yanks here, huh? The offense going backwards in this direction here.
Yeah, it is, though. It's really bad. I mean, it is. Donnie, this is the second time I bet a Yankees team total over 4.5. Mm-hmm. And I might, between the two games, Donnie, get 0 runs.
Wow.
0 runs, Donnie. Like,
You still focusing on the AL East? Is it working out yet for us?
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I have three of them today. I told you I'm upset I took away the no runs in the first inning in a Red Sox game. I got a little worried, though, about the weather. But Miguel Cabrera just struck out, by the way. Yeah. To be honest with you, Donnie, I'm hoping that what is true of you, if things get more profitable and accurate May, June, July, that is the same for me. So right now I'm maintaining a 500 record, basically, with enough plus money in there to be, you know, if you were $100 better on every bet to win 100 or risk 100 on plus money, you are up. But I think the thing that I'm trying to kind of figure out through this as well, Donnie, is should I eliminate certain markets almost for myself here? You know what I mean? Like, maybe I don't have the juice team total wise. You know, maybe I'm better off not betting strikeout props, whatever it might be, because the team total. I got to be honest with you, Don. I'm trying to go through to my head. Team totals. I bet a Red Sox one that lost, two Yankees that look like losers. Mm-hmm. I think I had a Toronto one that. I don't know if I've hit a team total yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is.
I can go back, but it's not working out, man. It's not.
No, it almost seems because like the I plane now is rotating to where I'm taking games going, you know what, the over-under is 8, but it takes 9 to beat me. And it's like, man, that seems like a lot of runs at this point. Even if a team gets out early, like 2-1 in the second inning, like, oh, no, here I go. It's like, nah. Ain't nobody scoring the rest of the way. Watch this. You know, each inning goes by, man on first, double play, second and third, one out, strikeout. Seems like it goes in like spades once you start getting those rolling. Now, tonight, Major League Baseball, I do have the Texas-Seattle over 7.5 at a minus 120, and also the Cubs team total at an over 4.5. And again, it's not necessarily like the Cubs lineup, but who they're going up against at Wrigley. So I'll take my chances with that direction. But we are coming up here on May quite quickly here, roughly under a week and a half. And hopefully these numbers, not really numbers from the plate appearances, but at least numbers from it's not 45 degrees anymore, and we can at least get up to 70 and 80 degrees or start to have some of those days coming through so we can get some of these numbers to come in. But we do have three NBA games on the card tonight. Grizzlies -2 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Dallas Mavericks +7.5 here against the Utah Jazz, as it was just noted that looks like it's doubtful, as we all knew, for Luka Doncic to play in this game. He's not coming back until they're in the danger zone, and they're not in the danger zone. And the Golden State Warriors, a -2.5-point favorite here over the Denver Nuggets. 7:30 tip time, 9 o'clock tip time, and 10 o'clock tip times tonight, Kevin.
Yeah, so I want to say this quickly on the Luka thing, though, Donnie, because that news has been developing throughout our 2 hours.
Yep.
And I really am just going to use the Luka thing to reemphasize our Devin Booker point. What have we heard since game two ended? A lot of optimism around Luka. Luka says he feels great. Luka's a game time decision. Woj from the clouds. Yeah, that dude ain't playing. That dude ain't playing. Yeah. But they're trying to keep the hope alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Suns can't even muster up hope. Ah, maybe he's back game. Nope. Maybe back game. Nope. That, just so everybody knows, if you're going to bet the New Orleans Pelicans Phoenix Suns series, just know Devin Booker's not playing in it. Just know that. Because he's not. He's not coming back until round two at the earliest, and probably misses some of round two as well if they're there.
Yeah, and that's why you got to play it out here. Same Middleton, right? But he's gone. He's not playing the rest of the series.
Yeah.
So you're going to be down a guy in that, which also means that other guys will have to step up, which I love when that happens, because that means Pat Connaughton's get back into the lineup here, and Grayson Allen now gets to shoot even more three-point shots. And by the way, Miguel Cabrera 0-for-3 today, as we updated, just struck out on his last at-bat. Not a great performance here for on the chase to 3K. So bad performance by Miggy at the plate. Maybe even worse performance here by the Yankees as a team at the plate. That's feeling like an all-time South here, man. What's that total? What's that team total? Let's see before the break if I can bring up a live team total for the New York Yankees. For the game itself, it's 3.5. And for the Yankees, it is a 1.5 at a +100 price. Incredible stuff. Would you figure if they get one, maybe get the extras, you could tack on that second one. But right now, I don't think they're doing any damage at the plate right now. But that's the way it is. We're doing damage here on Moneyline. One quick segment left here in the show. So always bring that pain as we head into a Friday. NBA action tonight. Major League Baseball action going on in the afternoon. It's what we do. Sunny right side. It's Kevin Walsh. It's Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment of the day right here on Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. Time for some picks. And I got four of them tonight. Ja Morant under 29.5 points at a -106 price. Andrew Wiggins under 15.5 points at a -105 price. And then if we take a look at Major League Baseball, we got two unders in the NBA, going two overs in Major League Baseball. One with Texas and Seattle over 7.5 at a -120 price. And the Cubs team total over 4.5 at a -108. What do we got on the docket tonight, K-Dub? What are we digging on?
Yeah, so I'm actually playing Baltimore and Oakland over 7 runs. Now, look, this Baltimore offense is worse than you could imagine. I believe it's 12 games into the season. 9 of them, they've scored 2 or less. I know, some sell job by me. Basically, though, I just look at these two pitchers, and I don't think the total could be 7. Blackburn, Donnie, if he really is going to go from horrendous
again
to Cy Young,
yes,
I'll live with it, right? But I can't help but doubt that a bit. Wells is still pretty terrible and should be hit up by Oakland. It's a spot where both teams really should get to 3, and at that rate, you are free rolling here. The weather is not great, so I would not be surprised if it's the fourth inning and I'm praying on a torrential downpour in order to cancel my bet that looks destined for the dirt. But I'm on over 7 in this A's and Baltimore Orioles game that is coming on up.
In front of all those fans. And, yes, we do have Major League Baseball. Majority of Major League Baseball is taking place here in the afternoon, and that gives way to a nice little NBA card. And tomorrow will be Friday, and then we get to talk about some more East Coast basketball. Heat Hawks, Bucks Bulls, Suns Pelicans. Woo! And then a Saturday 2 p.m. afternoon, Sixers 4-0 sweep over the Raptors. Is that what's coming this weekend? Yeah. Some good times to look forward to right here on Moneyline. Thanks for joining us today, both myself, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. Hopefully we gave you some dubs for tonight. Be able to get after it, but we'll be back on Friday right here on Moneyline, Sports Grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159.